are back at the MSI booth here at Computex. MSI is delivering so much goodness at the show that we wanted to focus a little bit of time specifically on some of the VR story. Behind us, we've got a device. Alex Ling is with us again, and he's going to talk to us about this particular PC. And then we're going to walk over and we're going to look at the devices powering a lot of the actual on-site VR demos that are being shown and that I actually got to play a short time ago. Alex, thanks again for the time.
It's my pleasure.
All right. Tell us a little bit about this device. This is new from the show, right?
Yes. This machine is G83 VR Titan SLI. And as you see that if any of our Noble product comes with VR, that means they are capable to play VR games. But this GD83 VR is indeed the finest, the toughest one in the market because this is the first 18-inch console with full-size mechanical keyboard. In the other hand, we improved that to per-key RGB mechanical keyboard as well. So this is totally cherry silver switch. And you can see that's full color with every keycap. And this keycap is totally the same as desktop mechanical keyboard, so you can users can change all the keycap by their own. They can buy any keycap from the market. So this is very interesting for the design. In the other part is this GD83 VR is easy to upgrade the other components. Besides of the powerful GDS 1080 SLI graphic cards, it's also built in with the four SSDs. You can install four SSDs, four RAM, 14 RAMs, and one hard drive. So when user want to make some upgrade, easier to remove two screws and easier to upgrade this one.
Now, on this particular device,
yes.
How are you managing the thermals?
As we mentioned, for GT series, we use bigger heat sink and bigger fans. In this GD83, this monster, we have three huge fans and 15 heat pipes. 15 heat pipes, you cannot imagine that because you know, sometimes people think that the heat pipe cannot resolve this kind of SLI monster, so they need water cooling. But for MSI, since we have the best technology for the cooling system with 15 heat pipe and three powerful fans, we don't really need to install water cooling inside this. So we can even overclock the CPU and the graphic card for higher score for long term as well.
Okay. So when is this product going to be available?
This product is already available in the market.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just launched that. Oh. And also, I would like to mention to you, if you'd like to know, is that this one is the just won the Computex Best Choice Gold Award for all the gaming products.
Okay, so what will we be looking at for price on this one?
The price range, I think, is about $3,500 to $5,000, depends on the
configuration. Because you're buying into a premium gaming device with this. Tell us a little bit about the monitor. Is this at 120 hertz?
No, for 18 inch, because the suppliers, they don't really have 120 hertz monitors. Right?
Okay.
We still make it a very good color present. You can see it's still very vivid and more colorful color range as well.
Okay.
So we also built in the software, just like we mentioned, we have a true color inside this. And also, we still have a SteelSeries engine that we can co-work with SteelSeries, and so we can adjust all of our keyboard color for different mode. Okay,
and you've got all the customization mode for the backlighting.
Not only the backlighting, we can also have more than 1,000 sets of a virtual keyboard with different macro key combination for gamers.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yes.
Okay, so top end MSI VR gaming device. Really kind of has all of the technology and all the configuration needs you'd want in a gaming device. Has won a Best of Show award, so I think that tells you something. Now, as we continue to talk about how MSI is delivering VR, let's wander back behind us and talk a little bit about this device.
Of course,
we don't have to
move
over there, but when we were over here playing the game a little earlier, I was doing the VR.
Yes.
We were playing on the G25.
This one comes with the VR1, actually, the backpack PC.
Oh, this is the backpack?
Yes.
Well, let's walk over here and take a look at that.
Of course.
And what you can see is these guys, as they're playing, they're literally, as I have, they've got the backpack on as they're gaming. I can tell you that the backpack is not very heavy. You don't even notice it when you're playing.
That's true.
So tell us more about the configuration of the backpack.
The first one is the backpack is about 3.5 kilograms.
Okay.
But with very powerful system, and we can play that for 1.5 to 2 hours with this kind of design.
Really?
The combination of the CPU is 7820K overclocked CPU, so to 4.2 GHz, and building the GDX 1070 graphics card with overclock so as well. And with this backpack, we have two batteries, so you can even remove the battery just when you are playing games, and just to light a hot swap.
Really?
Yeah, hot swap.
So you get up to 2 hours with one battery, and then you can hot swap in a second for another couple of hours.
No, they need to combine together to get a full speed.
Okay.
If you unplug one, it will be half of the performance.
Okay.
Okay. But the point is, you don't really need to shut down the system. You can just switch one and switch another.
Yeah.
So that's very good for different business model.
Right.
Especially for the continuous gaming.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And is this available now?
Yes, already available in the market.
Okay, so our gamers can go and get this. What will they pay for the backpack?
For the backpack, and the price range is around $1,800 to $2,500, depends on the specs.
Sure, okay.
Yes.
And then you can buy additional batteries for the continuous gaming?
Yes, that's a very good question. For the different business model, we have an extra charger, can charge four batteries, and we sell two batteries per set for the market as well.
Got it. This is actually a wonderful VR gaming solution.
That's true.
I love how the backpack is modular with you.
Yes.
And gives you the ability for continuous play with the extra batteries.
That's true.
And clearly has the horsepower to play the game.
Yes.
Very, very fun. I'm glad we came back. MSI is doing a lot of thought leadership in VR. It was important for us to come back and look at some of the devices that are helping to deliver that for gaming. So, Alex?
Yes.
Thank you, Peter, again for your time.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you.
Peter Aurelian here at Computex. In the MSI booth, the things you've seen here really are innovative. Check them out when you get the chance. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.